Hey everyone, welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. In the Mobile User Acquisition Show, we talk about how to use mobile user acquisition strategies to grow your app quickly and capital efficiently. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is presented by me, Shamant Rao, Mobile Growth Leader and founder and CEO of the mobile growth consulting firm, Rocketship HQ. Each episode includes strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile user acquisition that you can use to unlock tremendous growth for your app in a sustainable and capital-efficient manner.
Today, we're going to talk about App Clips, which was a feature that was announced with a lot of fanfare at the last WWDC. But before we get into that, in case you missed it, we are hosting a workshop series called Mobile Growth Lab to get marketers and leaders ready for iOS 14's app tracking transparency changes. For more details, go to bit.ly/mobilegrowthlab2021, and this is case sensitive, so the MGL are all caps, bit.ly/mobilegrowthlab2021. Over to our episode for today. One of the features that has gotten a lot of buzz in the last WWDC was App Clips. This is a very slick, very polished mini app experience that lets you test drive an app's functionality. So you could pay for a coffee or a meal or even play a level of a game without having to go through the app download flow. Just go to the iTunes, download, and then open the app and start to use it or play it. So we can totally see how this was inspired by playable ads that over the last many number of years have attained a lot of traction. These are also very similar and comparable to Google's Instant Apps, even though Google's Instant Apps didn't go very far. App Clips are extremely convenient in theory. In practice, there have been a number of challenges, but primarily they can be described in a single word: discoverability. App Clips, in spite of being cool and slick, are not helpful if you cannot discover them. And that's a huge deal for a marketer or a developer or even like a consumer. The main ways in which you can invoke App Clips are: A, you have NFC tags or QR codes so that consumers can discover the App Clip when they are outdoors. They're at a coffee shop or a restaurant, or they're near a rentable scooter. So the problem is, there aren't going to be a lot of users who are ready for impulse purchases in these use cases. The other way you can invoke an App Clip is via a smart banner in Safari. Again, you have to go into Safari, open the web browser, click on a smart banner to invoke the App Clip. Not the most intuitive experience. The other way you can do this is as a link in iMessage, but not elsewhere. So you can send an App Clip via a link in iMessage and the recipient can open it and invoke the App Clip. But if you send this link via email or post it on a blog, and somebody opens it on an iOS device, the App Clip doesn't open. They have to go to Safari and then they have to open it. And if you're a developer, you can't just develop the App Clip. You have to develop the entirety of the app, which still has to get reviewed by Apple. You still have to pay Apple 30%. So this is very problematic for developers and consumers. This could be somewhat useful for apps that have significant outdoor presence, but really not a lot of others. And that's a shame, really, because it's such a slick experience. It's such a cool experience. So what could have been better? What could have Apple done differently? So one direction I would recommend would have been the direction that a lot of playable ads companies took in games over the last 5 to 6 years. You could argue that playable ads are a predecessor of App Clips in many ways. So if Apple would have allowed App Clips be linked to within ads, or even in email newsletters in a seamless manner, or blogs in a seamless manner, they would be far, far more accessible. And this is the playbook that the playable ads took. And the success of playable ads over the last many years offers pointers to what could have been. If only Apple had made App Clips more distributable, things would have been so, so different. But for now, for want of distribution, What looks like an amazing product will probably slide into oblivion or probably stay on the back burner for consumers and developers alike. That's a pity.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share. Thank you for listening, and I will look forward to sharing our next episode soon.